Hey, it's Amy, and I want to talk about going to the next level when you can't hire me. Yeah, let's talk about going to the next level when you can't hire me. So I'm not going to pitch in the beginning. You know what I'm going to say if you listen to this program regularly. I'll pitch at the end, but let's talk about when I get comfortable, because I want you to feel like we're having a conversation. So you want to go to the next level. And whatever your next level is, you realize you want a better partner, a better job, make more money, a better place to live, a better credit score, whatever it is, you're ready to see some type of increase or improvement in your life, a transformation, a positive transformation. Maybe you want to release weight, get healthier, get out of a bad situation. You're ready to go to the next level. What would I say to do first? I think it's really important, depending on what state you're in. If you're feeling really emotionally charged about whatever it is that you're in, maybe you're in a bad relationship, and it's bumming you out, you know. I think it's important to really get clear about how you're feeling. And maybe it is despair, and maybe it is depression, or maybe it is sadness, or maybe it is powerlessness. And then from there, once you can name what you're feeling, start getting clear about why you don't like it, what's wrong. Because I don't think we take the time. Wait, I don't know if I told you this. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, in case you just tuned in for the first time. I'm an intuitive coach. And so I think we don't take enough time when we're in difficult situations that we're ready to transcend to name what's bugging us. And even as we try to move out of it or make a change, because we didn't name what it was, we will naturally, and I say naturally because it's embedded in the subconscious, attract a similar situation. So we need to get really, really clear about what we don't like, whatever it is. And oftentimes, as we're going through that process, it's going to feel like, well, I don't like this, and that's connected to this, and that's connected to this, and that's connected to this. I want you to try to stay out of making a lot of connections. And what I mean by that is maybe you're like, I really don't like my car. But if I get a new car, I'm going to have to make more money. And there's no way I can make more money on my job. So that means I need to get a new job. Like all of those connections, I think that's kind of a tool of the devil, quote unquote, lower vibrational energy, resistance. I think all of that type of thinking gets in the way of God, right? And I think if you can just focus on what's not working, like my car not starting on a regular basis is not working, right? And I'm using that as an example. So get really clear about what is not working. And that might take you a couple of days. I don't think it needs to take you a couple of weeks. That's probably you self-sabotaging because this is a wonderful opportunity for you to go to the next level. But take the time to acknowledge what's not working. Okay. And then from there, ask yourself, if that area of my life was working, what would it look like? And this is where I want you to just start imagining, envisioning, visualizing what your ideal reality would be. And if you need to vision board it, do a vision board. Like take, I do a digital vision board where, I'll find images and I'll put it in a folder in the photo section of my phone. But get a visual of what life would look like if it were working. I do this in all forms. So like, if it were a house, I start looking at houses online and I start getting a visual of what I would want my home to look like. And as I'm doing that, I'm also feeling into it, right? It's so wonderful. Like if I'm looking at homes, I can, even if it's a beautiful home, if it doesn't feel like me, then, it's just something beautiful, right? So really start just looking at what feels like you. Maybe, let's go back to the car and you realize like, oh, that car feels, it makes me feel powerful. It makes me feel sexy. It makes me feel taken care of. It makes me feel safe, right? I know my ex-husband just bought a luxury car, and one of the biggest things he said, he's like, I didn't realize like how unsafe I felt in my previous car. Like, I feel so safe. I have all these safety features. And so from there, again, if you are, looking to make this big transformation, you can't hire Amy to help you. I'm breaking it down for you. And then from there, start trying, and this will be a little bit of a practice, start trying to feel those feelings in your day-to-day life, right? So if it is safety, start really emphasizing making choices and decisions that support you feeling safe, right? And just start paying attention to where you feel safe, because the more and more you can get comfortable with the feeling of whatever it is that you want, the easier it's going to be to welcome it in, right? And as you start to really lean into that feeling, you will start to get divine inspiration. Messages will show up. So as you start, let's say it's a car and you realize like, I want a car that just makes me feel safe, or I want a car that I can really rely on, right? So as you start to lean into the feeling of reliability, and you start noticing like, I don't want to hang out with that friend because she's not reliable, and I want to be in this state of feeling like reliability is a constant energy in my life. And so as you start to lean into that, and naturally you'll start to let go of what you need to let go of, right? As you start to choose these higher vibrational feelings. And again, in that process, you will start to get divine inspiration. You will start to know what to do so that you can get that car if that's what you're trying to manifest. If it is or upgrade or transform in your life, if it's a health thing, you might suddenly realize like, so you're having a conversation with somebody and I'm like, oh, I was having a similar issue, and and they'll say this out of the blue. This is what's so wonderful as you start to really lean into creating a new reality for yourself, things will just show up very synchronistically because there are no coincidences, And so as things start to show up, you'll say, oh, and remember me saying this to you, that's God showing you that help is available. That's God's way of showing you that there is more than enough support available to help you achieve whatever it is that you desire. And so you start following those synchronicities. Like, so this friend might be saying like, oh, I had that similar issue and I went and saw this doctor. And then you go and you book appointment. And you know what? When you call, that doctor will be available. Now, you could call that same doctor, but you're in a low vibrational state and it'll be like, you can't get an appointment, right? So you do have to, and I've heard Tony Robbins say this many times, you have to shift your state, right? If you stay in a state of anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, right? You can't really manifest from that place. So that's why I say, start to get clear about how you're feeling, get clear about what's not working, get clear about what would work, get clear about what that as you start to envision and imagine a reality where things are working for you, how does that feel, right? And as you start to feel that feeling more and more and more, inspiration will show up, synchronicities will show up that will help you get there, that will help you know what you need to do. So here's my rules on this. You are going to have to take some action, but there's a slogan in the self-help world, the energy that created the thing can't solve the thing, or right? You can't. So from your state that created it, you can't find the solution. So you're going to have to raise your state. You're going to have to raise your frequency. You're going to have to be open. You're going to have to be willing. And as you lean into that willingness, that openness, that curiosity, and you move out of the state of lower vibrational feelings. Now, I want to say this too. You can't force yourself out of a low vibrational feeling. You have to feel it in its entirety. You have to process it. And if you need help, go get help. You know, I definitely help my clients in session do it. But you know, you might get somebody to help you, get a book, do a journaling exercise, find a way to feel a different feeling, a higher vibrational feeling. And then to quote Abraham Hicks, as you move up that vibrational scale of feeling, the emotional scale, as you move up, all of the synchronicities and the magic and the sense of empowerment starts to show up, and you start to see that God's been working on your behalf the whole time. It was you that had your back turned to the miracles and magic that are always available to you. And then you move through the journey. You take step after step, you take action after action, you do what you need to do. And with each step, you get stronger and stronger and stronger. If you're not feeling like you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger, go back to one of these steps. You're probably skipping a step in the process. And this is how you can start to live your big dream, right? And I help you do this. I help you go through this whole entire process. So if you are looking for support, I'm an intuitive coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to your next level, I would love to support you. I offer a single session. I offer a package of sessions. Please pay attention to that Activate Intuitive Coaching package. And I will bring my A game, and you bring your A game, and then you'll get what you want. So information on my services are at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter so you can get 2 intuitive messages from me a week. Thank you for listening to this program. It is your divine birthright to go to the next level. And I'm praying for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm on your side. Until next time, take care of yourself. Goodbye.